Welcome to the Gospel Road. We're going to look at 105, Psalm 105 today. It says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him, tell of all his wondrous works. Glory is his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. Remember the wondrous works that he has done, his miracles and judgments he uttered. O offspring of Abraham, his servant, child of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever, the word that he commanded for a thousand generations, the covenant that he made with Abraham, his sworn promise to Isaac, which he confirmed to Jacob as a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. Say to you, I will give the land of Canaan and your portion for an inheritance. When they were few in number, of little account, and sojourners in it, wandering from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people, he allowed no one to oppress them. He rebuked kings on their account, saying, touch my anointed ones, do my prophets no harm. Touch not my anointed ones. When he summoned a famine on the land and broke all supply of bread, he had sent a man ahead of them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. His feet were hurt with fetters. His neck was put in a collar of iron until what he had said come to pass. The word of the Lord tested him. The king sent and released him. The ruler of the peoples set him free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his possessions, to bind his princes at his pleasure and to teach his elders wisdom. Then Israel came to Egypt. Jacob sojourned into the land of Ham. And the Lord made his people very fruitful and made them stronger than their foes. He turned their hearts to hate his people, to deal crafty with his servants. He sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They performed his signs among them and miracles in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made the land dark, and they did not rebel against his words. He turned their waters into blood and caused their fish to die. Their land swarmed with frogs, even in the chambers of their kings. He spoke, and there came swarms of flies and gnats throughout their country. He gave them hail for rain and fiery lightning bolts through their land. He struck down their vines and fig trees and shattered the trees of their country. He spoke, and the locusts came, young locusts without number, which devoured all the vegetation in their land and ate up the fruit on the ground. He struck down all the firstborn in the land, the first fruits of all their strength. Then he brought out Israel with silver and gold, and there was no one among his tribes who stumbled. Egypt was glad when they departed, but dread of them had fallen upon them. He spread a cloud for a covering of fire to give light by night. They asked, and he brought quail and gave them bread from heaven in abundance. He opened the rock, and water gushed out. It flowed through the desert like a river, for he remembered his holy promise and Abraham his servant. So he brought his people out with joy, his chosen ones with singing, and he gave them the lands of the nations. And they took possession of the fruit of the people's toil, and that they might keep his statutes and observe his laws. Praise the Lord. Psalm 105. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. What has God done for you lately in your life? Personally or professionally, how has he taken care of you? What has he done for you to help you get by, because you're going through a rough time, but he has helped you? Are you giving him praise for that? Are you thanking him for that? Let's even back that up a bit. Just, are you thankful? Are you thankful for people around you, people at work, people at home? Are you thankful for people being able to help you? You know, reading through this, they're talking about the history of what God had done for their people, which supposedly we learn about history every day, especially when we're in school. Unfortunately, what we're finding is maybe not all history is making it into the books anymore. They're being picky and choosy of what's going to be taught or shared. Well, and the history's history, good and bad. As reading through Psalm 105, things happen in history to prepare you, to get you ready for something, to learn something. You know, Jacob was sold as a slave, but then that placed him into a position to become a ruler. You know, to become a governor, to run things, to be over the food during the famine, to dish that out to the country. Now, there's always a plan or a purpose for something that's happening, but now you need to choose how you're going to accept that or deal with that. Are you going to let it hold you back? Or are you going to use that to make you better? To be stronger? You know, are you going to live as a person who is always down and can never do anything right and be good because so many bad things have happened? You know, is that how you're going to live? Or are you going to succeed and overcome and be the best and not live a life like that anymore? Become successful. Do things to make you better. Make better choices. Make better decisions. You know, are you going to be that victim? Is that how you're going to play the rest of your life? These are important questions to think about. And a lot of times people have been through some really hard things. Again, we do not know what people have had to deal with or what they've been through. So always be kind. As they always say, you're not sure what a person's been through until you've walked a mile in their shoes. I know I have things that really bring me down and drive me absolutely crazy, but others have gone through a lot more than I have. But we all have what we can handle. Maybe. Maybe we can't. You know, there's those levels. We found some can handle more than others, but maybe others can handle as much as what the other did, but they didn't go through that. See, we all have that choice. We all have not the choice of what we go through, but we all have the choice of how we're going to deal with what is happening in our lives. How are we going to react to that? These are important things to think about. A lot of times we go through life and we watch people and they end up being that victim and playing that victim, and then they just want to be almost entitled and just have people do things for them because they should feel sorry for them. Oh, woe is me. Then you also have people on the other hand who have money who feel entitled because you should do things to them because they have money. You should, you know, bow down and serve them, be their servant. It all comes down to pride. It all comes down to ego. It comes down to respect. Do you respect one another? Do you respect your coworkers? Do you respect your friends? Do you respect your family? I know we've been talking about this for a while, and I know I've said that it's just been a really rough year for me. My mom was just released again from rehab, and we're working slowly to get her strength back. So stress at home is just crazy. You know, my dad not being able to see, and I'm not trying to be the jerk, but I might have to be because he just keeps telling me that he can't see, but then yet he keeps driving. And the next time he says it, I'm going to say, well, then if you can't see, why are you driving? You can't use your issue for your gain. You know, make it convenient. Well, I can't see that. Do this for me. Well, I need to go to church. I need to go to the doctor. Well, then you need to find a ride. If you can't see to do this, then you can't see to do that. It's not that, you know, or are you lazy? You and don't want to get off your bum? That's an important question. Because sometimes, again, somebody will use their issue, their problem, their handicap, we'll say, for their gain. Because they don't want to get up. They don't want to move. I mean, I know I expect him to do more when my mom's not here than when she does. But then as I say to him, you're going to have to not rely on her. She needs to really worry and care about herself because she is not young either. And she has her own problems that we're trying to get figured out, which seems to be better now, but she's still really weak. Not getting around the best, but she's doing better. You know, I'm thankful that she's doing better. I'm thankful for my parents, good or bad. I know over the years I didn't have a fantastic childhood, but unfortunately they're my parents. I don't get to pick them. That's just kind of how it happened. Give thanks. Are you giving thanks? Are you being grateful? Are you sharing gratitude to others? Very, very important question. And we need to figure out if you are, how you're doing that. Psalms 105, that is what we looked at today. Sharing history, what's happened in your life, what's happened in the world, and sharing all of the history, not just what you want to share. Share the good and the bad, because people can learn from that. That's what gives you wisdom. Even though we look around the world and we're certainly not learning from the past, we're not learning from history because we're doing the same thing over and over again 5,000 years later. Same thing over and over and over again. Crazy, isn't it? Guess everybody just wants to go through the same stuff all the time and never deal with it. Read that. How does it help you? What do you learn when you see that? To become better, to share more things with others, to make sure that you are giving an account to what is happening. Being thankful for what is happening, maybe from where you were to where you are now. You know, are you going to play that victim, or are you going to overcome and be better? You know, Jacob was thrown into a prison, but then came out as a governor. Moses fled because he was a murderer, but then he came back and then led God's people out of Egypt. It doesn't matter where you were, you can always do better and be better. Are you going to live through your past? Or just go, that was my past. Yeah, people are going to judge you. People are probably not going to trust you. I mean, I'm sure Moses had lots of problems trying to talk to his people to get them out of there because of his sordid past. But do you just keep going, or do you give up? You keep pursuing, or do you just go back? We have a purpose, we have a plan, and we can be better. It's doing better today, being better today than we were yesterday. Being better tomorrow than today. That's what we do. That should be our goal, always learning something new, always being better, always keeping our mind sharp the best you can, even though as I'm noticing, my mind's not as sharp as it used to be. Can't grasp the words like I used to. As they say, it's part of being old. Of course, it also could be the part of stress, which I'm dealing with a lot of. Need to figure out how to deal with that. And that's not easy. Psalm 105. Read that. See how it helps you to be that better person. If you enjoyed this, be sure to share it with others on social media. Also, give me a rating on the platform you're listening. I'll appreciate that as well. Find me on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. You can see all the other videos and things that I share. Though people are really against social media. In fact, I don't really follow social media a lot myself because I'm too busy with everything else. But I, you know, share things like this and share my word of the day. So there's a little bit of stuff. If you, you know, maybe follow me, or even if you go to my website, mybuddyjimmy.com, a lot of it gets shared on there too. So you don't really miss anything if there's something you don't want to miss. So there you go. Thank you so much for listening to The Gospel Road. Have a great day. God bless.
Spinal adjustments provided by Dr. Chad Rolfson. The Spinal Tuning Chiropractic Center is a Des Moines area low flat fee per month unlimited chiropractic care practice. When life happens, just adjust. Schedule today at spinaltuning.com.
Barbecue provided by Kenny's Rib Wagon, catering ribs for your pleasure and serving daily at Plaza Pub, 62nd and Douglas in Des Moines, across from Merle Hay Mall. Find Kenny's Rib Wagon on Facebook.
If you're looking for help with software, app, web development, be sure to check out my friends at IngenuityCompany.com. They believe in their clients. Software development, app development, web development, visioning, design thinking, diagramming, organizational development, strategy, they can help you at the Ingenuity Company. Find out more at IngenuityCompany.com.
The Jimmy Olsen Radio Network.